Here's a chance to have your dreams come true and win big. Go to upixmusic.com and become a premium member today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are broadcasting worldwide today. It's already Thursday, the fifth day of February 2015. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and we're coming to you from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas. Wow, where to begin yet again? There is so much to get to. This whole Brian Williams shot down in the helicopter garbage has completely blown up in his face. And that just shows what a bunch of liars these people are. It's not really our top story. It just illustrates no helicopter was shot down. It was all made up, just like Private Lynch, just like the Pat Tillman, just like the American Sniper. These stories are fables. Now, with Lynch, it's 100% fraud. With American Sniper, it looks like about 90% of it's true. But you still can't go around lying about people to make yourself look bigger. And the military just would not go along with this. That is the actual soldiers. Just like Pat Tillman wouldn't go along with a bunch of lying about what he was really doing. He was not charging a bunch of Al-Qaeda nests every day and, you know, this big hero. I mean, he was out there getting shot at, but he wouldn't go along with the lies, so they killed him. This is a big deal. We're going to go through the different clips in a special report with Brian Williams first making it up in 2013 about a 2008 event on Letterman. Then him at Rangers games, continuing the lies, the troops going public, and now he's recanted. It's a big deal. As far as I'm concerned, it's not like he lied about cheating on his wife or something. I'm not saying that's good. It's just that people can go, oh, I get that. You don't want to be a liar. You don't make stuff up on purpose. You just try to cover your butt. To whole cloth make up that he's this big hero, just like Hillary Clinton claimed that she was in a C-130 taking fire and getting shot up. There was no fire on the C-130. That letter came out from the crews. And that's what's holding back so much of this tyranny is the grassroots police, the grassroots military, the grassroots citizens, the people on the ground in business, in academia, in life, will not go along with the BS. That's why they want to go to automated systems and drones and computers and robots doing most of the dirty work, because then they can compartmentalize it better and cover everything up. But that's a big deal. That's coming up today. DOJ still won't admit if it took any action against NSA analysts spying on love interests. They admit it's a viral problem. People spying on their love interest or their business competitors or their neighbors. I mean, obviously, humans are fallible, and we're going to abuse things. And that's why you don't build a omnipresent surveillance grid, because as top analysts have said on the show, including William Benning, it ends up destroying your national security, because now that panopticonic surveillance system is going to be accessed by unsavory characters, foreign governments, you name it, for the highest bidder. And now there's a weapon system to take down society. You don't build the bomb that can destroy the world. You've already won the war. You don't build the panopticonic surveillance grid that the devil himself would love, and then you've won the war. But we've done it. It's got to be dismantled. There's now a global surveillance race with every major device coming out to surveil and spy on you by design. The genie can still be put back in the bottle. I don't think it is going to be. I'm going to be quite frank with you. At least those of us out here can get a jump on it all, what's coming, and be ready for it and not be caught flat-footed. And quite frankly, even if you were a cynical sociopath out there, you'd want to know all this info in business and life to be positioned to capitalize on it. And not in an immoral way. But, I mean, I don't intend to just sit here and go through all this. I'm going to capitalize on all of it. I'm going to fight it, try to shut it down, but I'm going to be ready to be positioned to dominate into the future so I can defend my family and everybody else. We need to gear up and get ready. We're the folks that know the answers. We're the people that warn the population. We're the patriots. We're the solution, and we're rising. Stay with us.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
From the water table to our soils to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is going to be the next big question for all these presidential candidates, how they feel about mandatory vaccines.
It's time to get back in their face. They're trying to bully us into medical tyranny.
I wanted to take issue with you anti-vaxxers, right-wingers, rednecks.
It's about Big Brother, but on the other hand, some things do require some involvement of Big Brother.
What gives you the right to tell me that I should get a shot, that my children should be shot?
I don't think there's anything extraordinary about resorting to freedom.
Hillary Clinton took to Twitter to voice her support for vaccinations. The science is clear. The earth is round, the sky is blue, and vaccines work. Let's protect all our kids.
I can't swallow it, and I spots on my tongue, and I just want to tell anybody out there, if you get a shot, you're a fool.
Meanwhile, the insert says it can make you get measles. Understand that?
We have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
But I think the parents should have some input. The state doesn't own your children. Parents own the children, and it is an issue of freedom.
But the 10% can't go to school unless you get vaccinated.
The science of vaccines, which work effectively 100% of the time, and the white race...
Oh, wait a minute. I'm sorry, you haven't read the CDC memo, have you? It was 99% last week. Now they're telling people is 97%. So it's not 100% even by their own statistics.
Meanwhile, the outbreak was caused by vaccinated people!
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You notice Hillary Clinton there use the same line they use about the earth is round, the sky is blue, man-made global warming is real. All scientists agree it's real. And Al Gore says that, and Obama says that. And the vast majority of scientists have been canvassed in international studies. We've covered them. You can look them up. And don't believe man-made global warming is happening. I mean, Al Gore said that the entire northern ice cap would be gone by 2013. It's the largest ever recorded in 60 years of satellites. They say polar bears are about to go extinct. They're five times their numbers that they were, again, in the 1950s. Don't believe me? Just type in, polar bear populations explode in northern Europe, Russia, and North America. Five times their numbers. They're just running around like roaches. Doesn't matter. They're all dead. Al Gore said so. Oh, and the CDC says it's 97% safe. So that's all just total quack numbers. By the way, here's an article up on Infowars.com linking directly through to the federal government's own data. U.S. government has paid out $3 billion to vaccine-injured Americans since 1989 as part of the secret court. Unless you live in a cave and have no access to television or the internet, you've likely been exposed to the measles mania that has swept America. Oh, my gosh, no one's died. It's the end of the world. But arrest anybody that isn't vaccinated. Woman contracts polio virus from vaccinated infant. That story's up on Infowars.com. California bill would nix vaccine exemption. Meanwhile, 10 states suing over Obama's immigration actions find their senators on the opposite side, including Republican ones, because that's what the establishment wants, and what they tend to want, they tend to get. We'll continue today to follow this vaccine situation. And at the bottom of the hour, I want to play a special report dealing with the denial and the propaganda used by socialists and communists that are basically the ground troops of the private central bankers want to create a monopoly of socialism on the ground to make people dependent while they themselves are exempt. A few weeks ago, we had the leader of the Weather Underground on the broadcast, Bill Ayers, and he was worse than Sergeant Schultz that knows nothing. I know nothing. I know nothing. So we put together a video breaking down deceptions he's involved in. And if you're a radio listener and you go to Infowars.com/show, you can actually see the video because we'll show the police memorials and the state and federal websites that show the police officers that they did indeed bomb. It's well known. And then he said, I'm not a communist or a socialist. And we have him previously 10 years ago saying, I want to overthrow capitalism. I'm a communist. So the weatherman leader came on and said he's not a communist. Because, see, the talking point is communism doesn't exist, socialism doesn't exist, even as we have socialized government health care, giant screw job, even as they say our kids belong to the state, even as the president says we're going to give you free health care. So that's coming up. Another extremely powerful report that was put together by Joe Biggs, Darren McBreen, and Leanne McAdoo and others. It really has high production value, and it's satirical, but based on real things that are happening. That video is up on Infowars.com. We'll also get to how the elite plan to achieve digital immortality. They're now announcing that. Manufactured terror, not the economy, will dominate 2016 election. I tend to agree with Nemo. They're getting ready for some false flags or some provocateur garbage to open the gate up and let the jihadis they help fund the Middle East come in. That's not saying it's a pure false flag. They just are going to fund the enemy to attack us. Continuing, we're going to get, again, back to Joe Biggs' report. Car hacking, someone dies at the end, is the name of that powerful video. It's a great way to expose what these black boxes in the cars are really doing. That is all coming up. Then the new Trends Journal is out. Gerald Celente is going to be on for an hour. We're going to take 30 minutes of calls with him. And then in the third hour, I want to condense what we did over 2 hours of the three-hour broadcast yesterday, but I want to discipline myself. I did a pretty good job, but still not radio graffiti, as some have called it, where you just take each caller, no matter what, they get 45 seconds. I want to open the phones up and say, are you for vaccines or against vaccines? And have you been damaged by vaccines or have vaccines helped you? No one called in yesterday out of probably 20-something calls we took who said vaccines had helped them. It was, I got polio from it, or I got paralyzed from it, or my wife was forced to take it, the Marines, pregnant, and she had a miscarriage the next day. On and on and on. But we're going to open the phones up again. Imagine, over 170 AM and FM affiliates, huge internet audience, Roku, Boxy, TV stations, you know, in Houston, you know, carrying the show. No one calls in. Millions of live listeners called in to defend. I wish that caller would have called in to go, you rednecks need to take your shots, like we're against medical science. We're against medical tyranny and forced inoculations with a government caught spiking vaccines and a UN caught spiking them. And it's you pseudo-intellectuals that think anyone from Texas or the South is stupid, that aren't real intellectuals. You just call in. There are people, it's the hippies and it's the highly educated liberals. You can look at the numbers. They had AP articles breaking it down. It's liberal people with more than two or more degrees, that are the most unvaccinated. Look it up. It is the real liberals, not the pop liberals, that are unvaccinated because they're not stupid. It is the most liberal counties in Northern California have the highest rates of no vaccination because they're not stupid. Those type of liberals that socially are for equality and things, and I agree with a lot of their views. I'm a paleo conservative or a libertarian. You call me a classical liberal because I love Thomas Jefferson. I've actually read his writings, read his books, read his letters. I agree with Thomas Jefferson 100% basically. So you could call me a liberal, but none of these terms mean anything. I'm more allied with mainline conservatives because at least they're pro-life, anti-infanticide, anti-eugenics, and on the surface, anti-surveillance state. They tend to be police state-oriented in some ways and warmongers, and I'm reaching out to them trying to get them to wake up. But I'm more allied with what you'd call the left when it comes to not wanting to have a bunch of imperial wars. The problem is, under the so-called left, we get even bigger wars. They just don't call them that. They call them humanitarian. So in the third hour, we're going to open the phones up on your vaccine stories, your take on vaccines, but just have it ready because we're going to go right to you. And I'm going to do it. This Brian Williams story is coming up as well. And it's incredibly important because it's not just about Brian Williams coming in an hour later, an hour and a half later on a helicopter into a zone where a helicopter had been shot down and claiming he was on that helicopter. It isn't like he was behind another helicopter and it was the fog of war and he just kind of conflated and exaggerated and said, I was in a helicopter that was shot down. He completely lied. The network backed him. The entire news crew of six people that were with him backed him. They had another helicopter full of more crew behind him. This was a conspiracy to make him some type of war hero. You know, my cousin's dad, who died last year, we were just talking about it before the show. He never bragged about it, but we dug through his army chest one time, and he, you know, had the Bronze Star and all that type of stuff. He was shot down seven times in Vietnam because he delivered special forces to hot zones and had made other crash landings. But you know what? Let's just take his Bronze Star away and we'll give it to Brian Williams. Because Brian Williams says that he's this big hero who was shot down in the helicopter. But the people in the military that were actually there have now exposed him as a liar. At first he said, no, I was shot down. Now he's been caught yet again. And we have a clip of Hillary Clinton doing the same thing, claiming she was in a C-130 over Bosnia that got shot up. Turned out none of that happened. These are congenital degenerate liars. I mean, I've never been in the military. I've never been shot down. I've never been shot. And I would just never imagine that I would then just make up that I had been shot down. But that shows how much they lie. It shows how they think they can get away with anything. It shows how they are preying on the public. You know, yesterday I called this reporter that was saying, how dare you know, to Rand Paul and implying that he's an idiot and all this stuff over saying we should have the choice not to be vaccinated. I called her a media whore. And as soon as I said that, I had the image of MSNBC, CNN, Raw Story, Media Matters saying I called her a physical whore, which I didn't. Sure enough, Raw Story, Media Matters, MSNBC, headline, Alex Jones defends Rand Paul vaccine statements by calling CBS host a tramp and a whore, in quotes. But then later in the article, they have, it quotes, media whore. So see, that's being a media whore, what they did, deceiving the public. I didn't claim she was a streetwalker or a prostitute. I said she was a media whore.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. You don't have to be a doctor to know. The fall and winter months are the most dangerous time of year in North America when it comes to you and your family's health. InfoWarsLife.com is very excited to announce our biggest run yet of Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. Now more than ever, it's important to stock up on high-quality Silver Bullet from InfoWarsLife.com. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Silver Bullet.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Poncho needs your prayers, it's true, but save a few for Lefty, too. He only did what he had to do, and now he's grown old. Merle Haggard and Willie Nelson. Love this song.
Living on the road, my friend.
It's going to keep you free and clean.
Keep you free and clean. And now you wear your skin like iron. your breath is hard as kerosene.
Weren't your mama's only boy.
Weren't your mama's only boy.
But her favorite one in the sea. She cried.
She began to cry when you said goodbye. Sank into your dream.
I'd like to just sit back and listen to music like this all day.
Archer was a bandit boy. His horse was fast as far as he
knew. He wore his gun
outside his hands
for the whole world to feel.
On his world to feel. Poncho met his match, you know,
on the deserts down in Mexico.
Nobody heard.
This show is so overwhelming today. There's so much I want to get into. Remember last week, the second grader in Texas was joking around saying, I have the ring of power. I can disappear. You can disappear. They called that a threat, kicked him out of school, called the police. Well, now the story's on InfoWars.com. There's video of it from court. Man arrested on terrorism charges for carrying protein snacks. Detained and jailed for 23 hours. Video proves TSA lied in court. They went ahead and tried to convict him of having explosives and threatening him. Four power bars, the most popular, longest selling. I mean, power bars have been around for decades. Any moron knows you can buy these at 7-Eleven. It contains milk, grain, and sugar, but they went ahead and said it was a bomb and went to court and tried to put him in prison. That's what's crazy about this. A few years ago, I had the guy on. They were trying to put life in prison for taping the police at his own house. They were calling it wiretapping in Illinois. And you just go, you're really going to try to put him in jail for life, calling it wiretapping when you knew he was recording you? It's like these police videos where they clearly beat somebody with a baton and then charge them with assaulting them. I mean, it's just crazy town. It's crazy town. You know, I was mentioning MSNBC. This is from Politico. MSNBC suffers its lowest ratings in a decade. This came out yesterday. They have an average of 55,000 viewers in the all-important 25 to 54-year-old. And on average, their shows only have a couple hundred thousand viewers. Ladies and gentlemen, do you understand that this broadcast rated, and most of our stations don't even subscribe to that, so it's not covered. The last time they had an ad agency break the numbers down, it was almost 400,000 people every 15 minutes that tune into this. That was a couple years ago. And that's just AM and FM. Millions on YouTube every day. Millions on the streams and the podcasts and everything else together. 3 million a day tune in throughout the 3 hours. I mean, these people are a joke. MSNBC, when they first launched, had like 10 million viewers on their big shows. And it's not just because the internet and more choices came along. That was part of their slide. But what's killing them is their baloney. Everyone agrees we should all take vaccines, and Rand Paul's a kook. Let's arrest anybody that doesn't. Well, I come out and say, you're a media whore. Here's the article right here from the White House run, Media Matters. And then here's another raw story. Alex Jones defends listener Rand Paul on vaccines by attacking whore, trash, tramp, filth scum, CNBC anchor. Of course, those are all taken out of context. And you actually read later in the article, it says that Alex Jones called her a media whore. Here's another article out of Raw Story. You can flip to that, and it's got Jones yelling, you arrogant piece of garbage. I'm sick of all you people up here lecturing us. She's the type of woman that wants Super Bowl ads to say, sorry, you had a boy, all a bunch of pinheaded cult members. Jones called Evans a media whore. And I went on for saying, no, she's a pimp, pimping out her audience with disinformation. They took it out of context and just say whore. But in the article covering their butt, they say media whore, close quote. Big difference saying she'll whore herself out to the vaccine makers, but when they're done, how dare him call a woman a whore? I didn't call her a physical street walking whore. By the way, I got a lot more respect for a street walking whore than a person like this shelling out folks with deadly vaccines and saying that there's no side effects. I'll call Megyn Kelly, a media whore as well, up there saying there's no side effects. It's totally safe. Take it. We need Big Brother. I mean, we're talking about kids getting hurt here. You are media whores. You are pimps for the vaccine companies pimping out your poor audiences. I'll say it again and again and again. Media whore, media whore, media whore. And I call men media whores. He calls them prostitutes, men and women. We've got Gerald Fuente coming up. Prostitutes, you are a prostitute. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Jam-packed Prince
We're
Benson
on
coming
the march.
Up. Fire up.
The Empire's on the run.
On the march, media whore.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Aging starts at the cellular level. When cells become toxic, they die early and aging sets in.
In the past decade, we have witnessed unparalleled scientific discoveries. During that period, key patented compounds have focused on mitochondrial growth, nerve growth, and rejuvenation. But no one has put together a formula that focuses directly on brain health, nerve growth factors, and optimizing your cellular energy at the same time. We now have the synergistic solution, DNA Force, just one of the key compounds. BioPQQ is backed by major clinical studies and over 175 PubMed-listed published studies. You want the best that's out there at the lowest price anywhere? The ultimate value, cutting-edge, trailblazing game changer that also supports the InfoWar. Secure your DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. DNA Force from InfoWars Life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
My love is in league with the highway. There is something about driving to meet your lover, especially over long distances. It just builds the anticipation that makes you think about them. That journey. The journey is the destination. Let's play a little bit of this. Robert Plant, bringing us in. My love is in league with the highway. Big Logs, the song. Is in league.
My love is a mile away.
My love is in league with human freedom, human destiny, justice, strength, honor, all the things that are under attack. For me, it's not even a choice, and I'm not claiming I'm the best guy around. It's just, I don't want to screw people over. I want to give people a fair shake, and I want a fair shake. But I'll tell you one thing. You want to screw me over? You want to try to run my life? I'm going to fight you and fight you hard. And it's that fighting spirit that's going to take back this world, and you've got it out there. Briefly, before I get back into the news and a special report, this ad that I just cut impromptu yesterday that Rob Jacobson put together, I think is a really good ad because it says it all. And I was thinking just last week, why just have Valentine's Day be about roses and, you know, going out to eat and standing in line and trying to get a reservation? Why not make it about human empowerment? It's not just about men and women loving each other. It's about humanity loving ourselves, building something better. So every February, and I intend to make videos about this and stuff, not just a pitch for super male or super female vitality, to really make February, maybe it'll get picked up on, at least here to our millions of listeners, Human Empowerment Month and a celebration of George Washington Carver and Beethoven and Leonardo da Vinci and Moses and just all the other amazing type people that have come along. George Washington. So instead of Black History Month or White History Month, how about Human History Month, Human Empowerment Month? And it's a great way to start is by getting juiced up on high-quality herbs and things that will basically block out and supercharge and stop the globalist onslaught to a great extent. I am powered by supermale vitality. I take it now religiously a couple times a day. Take it easy when you first start taking it because it's really hardcore. And just consult your physicians. It's 20% off in the month of February. So is a super female. Super female is the same formula. It's just got a few extra herbs in it that turbocharge women and aren't so good for men, I guess you could say. But some men like to take super female. It's got the scientific name of one of the herbs, but it has a very crass name, one of them. It has to do with goats. But the point is, this is not a game. It's the real deal. It's the ultimate Valentine's present. So let's go ahead and play this new ad.
The month of February is all about Valentine's Day. Big heart-shaped boxes filled with delicious candy. What if we, the Patriots, hijacked Valentine's Day and instead made it about human liberty and individual empowerment? I'm all about human potential. I'm all about the individual being empowered. The establishment is the opposite. That's why they spike our water with fluoride, GMO, estrogen mimickers, and the rest of the garbage. InfoWars is striking back in the month of February with Human Empowerment Month. How we can come together and win the human race. And to celebrate the kickoff of Human Empowerment Month, we're slashing prices on InfoWarsLife.com products like Super Male and Super Female Vitality. The sale is only running for the month, 20% off, and there's a lot of other powerful specials at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWarsLife.com, celebrating human potential in the month of February. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to find this special and many others in the month of February. Again, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
And there's also InfoWarsHealth.com, that is our longevity site where you can sign up and get free shipping and things like that and get discounts if you become a distributor. Things like $10 to sign up. And your purchases there also support the broadcast. A great gift to give is the Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0, totally organic. So many people have mineral and trace element deficiencies. The Pollen Burst is excellent. Best energy drink out there in my view. And it's got the bee pollen and other great stuff in it. Talk about supercharge. InfoWarsHealth.com. And the phone number is also on that site. InfoWarsHealth.com, InfoWarsTeam.com, or 888-789-9277, 888-789-9277, InfoWarsHealth.com. But seriously, try the Super Male or Super Female Vitality. You're not going to be disappointed. No one, we've had zero complaints, other than like once a broken bottle or something wanting it replaced. I mean, it's oxy powder, no complaints. Unbelievable. What it's done for my intestinal tract. You've heard the reviews. Just go buy the products. Supports the broadcast. It'll support you. It's a win-win. We appreciate and salute you for your support. Now, I'm going to skip this network break coming up because I want to go to this Bill Ayers piece. And I want to come back and get to Brian Williams, ahead of Gerald Celente, joining us. But you need to understand, just like the media put out the headline that I called this news anchor a whore, knowing women would think I was calling her a physical whore, I called her a media whore, and then I defined that she was sold out to the company. You call anybody that sells out to corruption a whore. Oh, that guy's a whore. He'll do anything for money. And I said, she's a media whore pimping out her audience. So they took it out of context. Why not? Why doesn't she just claim maybe she's a helicopter commander? Or maybe she's an astronaut, you know, like Brian Williams. It's the same group, NBC. Let's go ahead and go to this piece on another person that I think's a liar. I think that's fair to say. I mean, Bill Ayer said the red star on a black background on his website has nothing to do with communism. I mean, give me, he's one of the most famous living commies. Of course, I mean, it's ridiculous how they insult us. So I'm going to have Rothschild on, the head of the Rothschild dynasty. I got him on because he had a book out. And he started trying to get off once he figured out who I was. He thought I was Alex Jones of the New York Times and the Shorenstein Center. That's happened a bunch. And once I got him on, he tried to get off. And I go, why are the ice caps on Mars melting if ours are melting? And he goes, because it's closer to the sun than the Earth. No, it's not. But he thinks my audience is dumb. It's the fourth planet out, ladies and gentlemen. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars. Then the gas giants. Then the Kuiper Belt. I mean, look, it doesn't work. We know 2 plus 2 equals 4. We know raising the debt limit raises the debt limit. We know everything's not awesome. Oh, America and freedom's awesome. You people trying to screw it over aren't. Let's go to this Bill Ayers report. Infowars.com. We're posting it right now on Infowars.com as well. Bill Ayers. Is he a terrorist? A communist? Question mark. A liar?
A bomb exploded early this morning in the Pentagon, and left-wing terrorists telephoned newspapers to say they were responsible.
We felt pretty grim and pretty determined at the same time that we were going to see this thing through.
At midday, the Associated Press got a phone call from a man saying he was with the Weather Underground and that bombs would explode at the Departments of Interior and Agriculture and the Smithsonian before the day was out.
The sense was that we had to do whatever we had to do in order to stop the war.
People calling themselves members of the Weather Underground last night planted bombs in federal office buildings in Washington and Oakland, California.
We figured out how to use guns and how to use bombs. I mean, we taught ourselves, we trained ourselves how to do it. Some people felt, literally, that the bigger the mess we could make, the better.
Credit for the Capitol bombing was claimed in a letter received by the Associated Press today, signed by the Weather Underground.
The Underground Weatherman Organization claimed responsibility for the San Francisco and Sacramento bombings.
The explosion destroyed one of the Pentagon's 140 women's restrooms and blasted out a wall on the fourth floor.
And I've been quoted again and again as saying, I don't regret it. And frankly, and saying, I don't think we did enough. And I don't think we did enough.
Bill Ayers, thank you so much for coming on with us today. Again, BillAyers.org.
I have no idea what you're talking about. You know, I've never heard of that, but that's fascinating. You know, I'm so bewildered about what you're talking about. I didn't know he was doing that. I had no idea.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
You've got these great theories, but I don't know. We're not talking the same language. But this is news to me. I have no idea what you're referring to. Again, I know nothing about George Soros. I'm not sure what that means, Alex. I don't know what you're referring to.
I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
I have no idea what you're referring to. I don't know what, again, what are you referring to? Never happened. I don't know what you're referring to. Who are you talking about? And I don't even know what that means. I hear your paranoia eking through, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Because you know what I'm going to do with all this. We're going to take this live interview and then take clips of what you're saying and then show them throughout. That's the whole point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I see nothing.
Well, where do you want to start?
They estimated that they would have to eliminate 25 million people in these re-education centers. And when I say eliminate, I mean kill 25 million people.
Then let me just start with communism itself, because most communists say they're socialists, but then when you get around them in person, they start telling you about violent overthrows and the plan to take over. Do you endorse the type of communism we saw in Russia, in China, or how would you really describe yourself?
Well, the answer to your question is no. But, you know, I've been a person my whole life as an educator. I've opposed the notion of labeling people in a simple-minded way. But, yes, I am opposed to capitalism.
In recognizing a communist, physical appearance counts for nothing. If he openly declares himself to be a communist, we take his word for it.
I think that we we should downsize the Pentagon by about 90%. I think we should stop the war industry. I think we should stop arming the dictators and petty fascists all over the world. I think we should become a nation among nations, not the uber nation, not the controller of everything. So in that sense, Alex, we've already found a point of unity.
Very good tactics about getting a point of unity. Why, if you were a Green Beret in a village with the village elders having a debate, you'd find that first point of unity, common ground. In a month, you'd have them fighting for you. And I understand that. But you're not a Green Beret. You fight for a different army.
This is a guy who lives in my neighborhood, who's a professor of English in Chicago, who I know and who I have not received some official endorsement from. He's not somebody who I exchange ideas from on a regular basis.
What is your view of Barack Obama then?
I've always had the same view of Barack Obama as long as I've known him. I've known him for a long, long time. Barack Obama, as he said of himself in the 2008 campaign, and as he said, as he's defined himself all through his political life, he says of himself, I'm a moderate, middle-of-the-road, pragmatic, compromising politician. That's who he said he is. That's who he is. The right wing looked at him and said, no, he's not that. What he is instead is a secret Muslim who pals around with terrorists and has socialist ideas. I have yet to see a socialist idea come out of Barack Obama.
Are you kidding? You're talking about free community college and open borders?
Put simply, what I'd like to do is to see the first 2 years of community college free for everybody who's willing to work for it.
Last week, I sent a letter to Congress asking them to increase penalties on smugglers and to give us flexibility to move migrants through the system faster.
What do you think about Obama wanting a domestic security force just as big and just as strong as our military and having youth brigades chanting his name?
I didn't know he was doing that.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
I am change, and this is what I wear.
I knew Barack Obama about as well as thousands and thousands of other people. It's not that we weren't intimate friends. We never shared a milkshake with two straws, never.
All right, well, nobody ever said you did that. You'd have to be cuddling to be doing that.
Close friends, I was not.
You never dated Barack Obama.
I never dated him, right.
Okay.
Toward the end of 1968, I had really decided that I was committed to being a part of what I thought was going to be a really serious and ongoing rebellion, upheaval, that had the potential of not just ending the war, but of really overthrowing the capitalist system.
Who funds you? Because I've read you're connected to the Ford Foundation, Carnegie, and others. Have you ever got any funding from those guys?
Never, and I don't even know what that means. Who funds me? I'm a retired professor. I live modestly like other retired professors. I'm not sure what
you're mean. Saying there's not a CIA program back to the 50s to fund liberation theology that I know you're fully aware of at university campuses.
I hear your paranoia eking through, but I don't know what you're talking about. Liberation theology has nothing to do with campuses. It's a movement within the Catholic Church. Is it a left-wing movement in the Catholic Church? Yes, it is. Does it come out of Brazil? It does. Does Pope Francis, to some extent, is he some extent influenced by that? Apparently he is.
Oh, boy.
That has to do with me.
I see nothing.
Are you excited about Pope Francis and his liberation theology?
It's hard for me to get excited about a pope. I know that for those of you who are Catholic, he's infallible, so I guess the Catholics must be excited about him. I think that when he says, who am I to judge, and when he opens himself to the possibility of greater freedom for women, I think those are good things.
And, of course, carbon taxes for George Soros, though.
I'm not sure what that means, Alex. I mean, I know you've got a big paranoid background that's somewhere bubbling up, but I don't
understand. I thought you don't know who I am. Hold on a minute. A big paranoid background. Mao killed 84 million people, according to the Chinese government. The CIA says 60 million. Are you saying that I shouldn't be worried about communism?
I didn't say that at all. You said something about George Soros. I don't know anything about George Soros.
All right, let me ask you this.
I don't know what you're drawing on. So
you know nothing about George Soros.
And we have a big problem. Global warming requires big investment, and that could be the motor of the world economy.
you've got these great theories, but I don't know. We're not talking the same language.
I see nothing. I know nothing.
Well, exactly. You're speaking academia speech where you're this nice, mild-mannered guy. And you're there with your significant other, Bernadine Dorn. I guess you guys were never involved in any bombings or anything, right?
No, that's not true. We were involved in trying to stop the murder of 6,000 people a week by our government that dragged on for 10 years. I was involved in nonviolent sit-ins. I was involved in all kinds of tactics that were legal. And eventually we did turn to what I would call extreme vandalism. We destroyed property to raise a screaming opposition to the murder of 6,000 people.
You didn't bomb police officers or blind police officers?
Not at all. Nothing like that ever happened. I know it's part of the narrative of the right, but it's just not true.
Really? So Weatherman bombs never wounded police?
I'm sorry?
Weatherman bombs never wounded police?
Never.
Because you know what I'm going to do with all this. We're going to take this live interview and then take clips of what you're saying and then show them throughout. That's the whole point.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The FBI said the Weather Underground organization, which took credit for the bombing, is the same radical group which was responsible for the bombing of the U.S. Capitol in 1971 and the Pentagon in 1972.
That we'll fight the internal army, which is the police force. Yes, more physical contact is necessary. Whatever it takes, we'll do, by any means possible.
There's no way to be committed to nonviolence in the middle of the most violent society that history's ever created. I'm not committed to nonviolence in any way.
I don't want to waste our time here with a he said, she said. I go to your website, billayers.org, and there's a red star on a black background up there. It looks pretty Maoist to me. You say you didn't like Mao. Was Larry Graswald wrong that you guys followed a Maoist cultural revolution style system at the Weatherman?
Yeah, he was wrong and he was lying. But the red star on the black background is also the signet for Heineken beer and Macy's. So be careful what you worry about. But here's the thing.
Oh, come on, man. You're a famous commie. But just admit it. You love linen.
There are other communists who don't show their real faces, who work more silently.
First of all, I'm not famous. Secondly, I don't know what you meant when you said Bill Ayers supporters call in. We haven't had one substantive exchange, you and me. So I don't know what one would think to be a supporter. You mean if somebody has read one of my books and has something to say about it? We haven't talked about anything substantive.
Okay, well, you're setting and defining things like MSNBC saying, parents, your kids don't belong to you. Let me ask you this question. Do you support abortion?
Wait, when did I say that? When did I say parents don't belong to their kids?
I said MSNBC said that.
No, they did not. What are you talking about?
We need to break through this view that, you know, kids belong to their parents and that they actually belong to the wider community.
I'm so bewildered about what you're talking about.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of private idea that kids belong to their parents or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to whole communities.
Here's where I stand, Professor Ayers. I don't know if you've read None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen. I read that book back when I was like 14 years old. Since then, pretty much all of it has been proven to be accurate from my perspective, where ultra-rich crony capitalists fund socialist and communist movements, but also fascist movements, because they like to deal with command and control systems with domesticated populations. And I think that history's shown that collectivism delivers hell on earth and forced work camps. Now, that's why I disagree with you fundamentally, and I guess you believe that we have a real form of capitalism, and you disagree with that. I don't believe we have capitalism. I believe we have fascism sitting on top of a socialist management system, and that the left-right paradigm that's taught is a fraud. What do you say?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I've never heard of that, but that's fascinating. I don't know what are you referring to? Never have been. I don't know what you're referring to. Who are you talking about? And I don't even know what that means.
Oh, boy. Well, that's the hardcore commie trying to charm us. And, oh, I don't know this. Oh, I don't know that. And for radio listeners, we show the cops he bombed that he blinded and hurt, and or the Weatherman quote did that he led. and we show the documentation, the big government foundations funding him directly with mainstream news articles. So that's really a TV piece, so I'm just adding some of that for the radio listeners to understand that the guy is an absolutely deceptive creature, as if you need me to tell you that. But Brian Williams said that he was shot down in a helicopter by an RPG. Turns out it was an hour or more till they flew into an area where a helicopter had been shot down. The military started going public. And I got a bunch of these clips of him at baseball games, at Rangers games, first saying it, of course, on Letterman. And now he's recanted. Let's go back and play this liar on Letterman.
We were north of the invasion. We were the northernmost Americans in Iraq. We were going to drop some bridge portions across the Euphrates so the 3rd Infantry could cross on them. Two of our four helicopters were hit by ground fire, including the one I was in.
No kidding.
RPG and AK-47.
What altitude were you hit at?
We were only at 100 feet doing 100 forward knots because we had these massive pieces of bridge beneath us on slings.
What happens the minute everybody realizes you've been hit?
We figure out how to land safely, and we did. We landed very quickly and hard, and we put down, and we were stuck. Four birds in the middle of the desert, and we were north out ahead
of the
other Americans.
He goes on embellishing the lie. I mean, this is a book he's trying to write here of baloney. Now let's go to him being forced to recant. Then we'll go to the Hillary clip, a flashback a few years ago to her saying she was basically in a C-130 that got shot down. That was total bull as well from a pack of liars. Let's go to him recanting.
On this broadcast last week, in an effort to honor and thank a veteran who protected me and so many others after a ground fire incident in the desert during the Iraq War invasion, I made a mistake in recalling the events of 12 years ago.
Oh.
It did not take long to hear from some brave men and women in the air crews who were also in that desert. I want to apologize. I said I was traveling in an aircraft that was hit by RPG fire. I was instead in a following aircraft. We all landed after the ground fire incident and spent two harrowing nights in a sandstorm in the Iraq desert. This was a bungled attempt by me to thank one special veteran and by extension, our brave military men and women.
See, our brave military men and women. I'm thanking a veteran. I'm not bad. Doesn't matter I showed up an hour and a half later. It doesn't matter I totally lied in dozens of interviews and at Rangers games and on TV with all this stuff. You're back lying again to cover up the last lie. Hey, let us have world government or you're against the vets. Hey, turn in your guns or you're against black people, you know, or be for Obamacare. I mean, it's the same garbage. Old lies for new. Now let's play a clip of Hillary, another hero, another commando. I'm like Private Lynch. We should put women in frontline combat. Put a 75-pound pack on Hillary. Let me tell you. Now let's go to that clip.
I remember landing under sniper fire.
In a speech last week, Senator Clinton was referring to her visit to Tuzla, Bosnia in 1996 as First Lady. The brutal war was over, but hostilities continued. And though the trip was exactly 12 years ago tomorrow, the memory seemed etched in Clinton's mind.
There was supposed to be some kind of a greeting ceremony at the airport, but instead we just ran with our heads down to get into the vehicles to get to our base.
Problem is, that's not what happened. And we should know, CBS News accompanied the First Lady and daughter Chelsea on that Bosnia trip. That's Senator Clinton talking to me on the military flight into Tuzla. And these are the pictures we recorded of the greeting ceremony when the plane landed. Compare that to Senator Clinton's account.
I remember landing under sniper fire. There was no greeting ceremony.
Okay.
And we
there she was, a little kid. Nothing happened. She told another lie about, oh, we were in the air when it got shot up. I mean, they're a pack of lying criminals. Okay, and these are the people that want you to take vaccines. They tell you the Federal Reserve's federal. It's not. It's a foreign-owned bank, okay? This is a criminal cabal. They are the enemy of America. Now, choose sides, people. Choose sides, okay?
Thank you for listening.
They want to enslave you. They want to bankrupt you.
GCNLive.com.
They want to rule you. They want to rape you. 2015 is almost here, and with it comes those New Year's resolutions to finally transform your body the way you want it. There's a reason over 88% of New Year's resolutions fail. Make this year different by equipping yourself with Oxy Powder, the next level in cleansing the body naturally using super oxygenation. Oxy Powder, available through InfoWarsLife.com, gently cleanses the body while you sleep with easy capsules. Tens of thousands of individuals have used Oxy Powder to cleanse their bodies and aid in their transformations. Even InfoWars Nightly News Director Rob Dew has been using Oxy Powder with incredible success.
Took it that first day, and then I took it for six more days after that. 12 pounds melted off in about a week. I'd say a week, 7 days.
2015 can be different. Diet and exercise are important, but a lot of us have already tried that. Oxy Powder flushes it out. Secure your Oxy Powder at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.